Weiter in Shasrin, Daf Lama Gimel, picking it up on the top of Lama Gimel's second line. Now, the next part of the Mishnah we said is Vein Somchin Esakadir Babikas Vechin Bedelis. You're not allowed to go ahead and somich a pot. You can't support a pot with a piece of wood. And also Vechin Bedelis, also a door. And we had Avamin, as Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah, that that meant that we're supporting the pot with the actual door itself. Frek the Gemara, Bedelis, Salkadatlich, what do you think you really can do with a Delis? Doesn't make sense to do with a door. Door is not going to be able to survive, says Rashi. What's going to happen? It's going to break. Rather, what does it mean? Ela'ema v'chein ha'delis. Also means the door, which means you can't support the door. Rashi says, ain't some kind of bikas, can't support the door with that piece of wood. Tanarab, which because we said that piece of wood is only for asaka and not for other things. Tanarab, nah. Ain't some kind of gedera b'bikas, you can't go ahead and you can't be somech, you can't support the kedera with the piece of wood. V'chein ha'delis, so to ha'delis. L'fish lo nitna eitzim el asaka, like we just said, because the fact that the wood is only set aside in order for hasaka, in order for burning, and this is not that, therefore you can't do it. Rabbi Shimon, though, Shimon Matir, Shimon does not the muksa, therefore this is Nishkin a problem. Viter. Ve'ein manhigin is a behemoth b'makal b'yomtov. You're not allowed to go ahead and lead an animal with a makal with a stick on yomtov. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says it's okay. Lema, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, are we saying that he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't hold a muksa, the lesley muksa? That's Gemara low. Bahafil Rabbi Shimon Moda. Even Rabbi Shimon would be masculine, you know, to go ahead and lead the animal with this. How come? Mishum, the Mechsei command da ozil chinga. It looks like a person is going to a chinga. Rashi points out, what's a chinga? A chinga, this is referencing here, is the shuk. Chinga is a relation of machel, it's like a circle. Val shem, we're literally like a dance. And val shem, shabene adam sovim b'holchem b'shuk. You walk in circles there. And it looks like they're dancing. Therefore, it's called a chinga. Rashi says, previous Rashi, he says, not a question about muksa. It looks like a person is going to bring this animal to bring it to the shuk, and therefore we don't allow it to go and do such a thing. Chizra, the Gemara comes along and asks a question about a chizra. What is a chizra? You ask. Rashi says anaf eitz. It's a branch of a tree. Shuchad kekot. It's very sharp, like a thorn. It can be used as a spit. So the question is, can you use that as a spit? Because we know, again, the eitzim are for asaka. So can you use it for a spit? Rav Nachman, Asar, Rav Nachman says, it's Asar, says Rashi, B'yom Tov, because it's Muksa, L'tato, Shalo, Asu, L'klim, Abov, Yom, you didn't use the kli, you didn't set up as a kli from yesterday. So Rav Nachman says, Asar, Rav Shish, sorry, he says, it is okay, it's good to go. Now the Gemara breaks it down, break it down. B'retiva, Kuli, Amalo, Pligid, Asar. When you're dealing with a moist one, it's wet, everyone agrees that it's going to be Asar. Why? Because it's not Ro'oi, to be Metato, let even for Asaka, because everyone is going to agree that this is going to be Asar if it's wet. Because if it's wet, it doesn't burn well. Keep their argument is only when it's a dry one. The Rav Nachman says it's asar. He's going to say lo nitna eitzim el asaka. Wood is only set aside for burning, and that's not what this is. The Shari Amalacham Rav Sheshes would say back mali litzlosbo mali litzlosbo gechalto. What's the difference if I'm tzola something, if I roast something with it, or if I roast something with its coal? In other words, if you're going to be telling me that I'm going to use this one for the fire, I'm going to throw it into the fire in order to go ahead and use it to roast something else because it's used as fuel, so then why can't I use it actually with the spit itself to go ahead and roast something on it? As Rashi says, I roi l'tatla suskachelas v'tzolaba. I can use it for coal, so what's the difference? Can I use it for here too? And therefore, he says, it's going to be mutter. Ikadami, some learn it very different. When it comes to dry, everybody agrees it's going to be mutter. Ki pligi b'ritifta. The machlokas is only when it's moist. The one says it's going to be aser. He says, the lo chazi lahasaka. He says it's not roi to go ahead and burn it because it's wet. The one who says that it's mutter will say, ha chazi lahasakadol. It does work for a big type of fire. Even a wet one, if you throw into a big fire, it'll burn well. The hilchas on the lacha is, yabeshta shari, a dry one is mutter. Retifta aser, but a moist one is aser. Rashi right away explains, Hach hilchasa libi daman de isle muksa muksa akva. This is only going according to one who holds of muksa. Avalanan krebi shimon tfele. We hold like Rav Shimon, bain ba muksa, bain ba dovashen miskavin. We hold like Rav Shimon when it referenced to muksa, that he holds his no muksa, bain to dovashen miskavin, and dovashen miskavin is mutter. Ukurav Yehuda ba machshir ochal nefesh. We hold like Rav Yehuda when it comes to machshir ochal nefesh. Vikul shari. All this is going to be mutter, bein chizra, bein smichas kederos. He actually goes back on everything we spoke about yesterday. The chizra is a spit, is going to be fine. And not only that, but with the kederos, when you're being somechid, nakafas, chavios, and meduros of a keder, v'cholam roim sha'asru, es'elu l'mayla tamidid rav hava. Those are all tamidid rav. Rav savar l'kar b'yehuda, v'moksi yos l'kar b'yehuda, v'anam kamen l'kar b'shimen, hud l'kar b'shimen. Therefore, all these things are going to be actually mutter. Darish rav, rav came along and he darshened. Isha, lo tikonas l'dira eitzen litol mein ud. A woman should not go into a deer. Deer is a place where they would keep wood, where they keep it there. Don't go in there. Dear Eitz and Litol Mehem Ud, then go take an Ud from there. What is an Ud, you ask? An Ud is a piece of wood that was used in order to go ahead and push, to stoke the coals, to move it around. The reason is because it was only put there for Hesek. Elim Kein Nasek Kli Mobinon, unless you made it a Kli from the day before. V'ud Shin Nishbar. Also, let's see, going on to have an Ud, which is that stick which is used in order to stoke the coals. If it breaks, it's going to be usher to burn on Yontif. Rashi says, I was just talking about on Yontif. Now, we know, as we have learned, it could be something, right, as Rashi says now, Lafisha Masika Mekilim, you're allowed to go in something that's a Kli, you're allowed to go and use it for wood, for fuel. Vein Masika Meshiva Kilim, if something breaks, you're not allowed to use it anymore. As we have discussed, then it's going to be Muksa. Lameimra, the Ravik Rabbi Yudas Frele, you're telling me the Rehuda holds. The Rav holds a Rav Yehuda, he holds a Muksa, they say Muksa. V'amar le Rav l'shamim, we know that Rav says to a shamish, Tavi li bar avza, go ahead and roast for me a duck. I want some of that delicious duck. And Rashi points out, I'm sorry, v'shadi mei l'shunra, and then throw its mei, its insides, the b'nei me'ayim, the intestines, go throw it l'shunra to a cat. Interesting, why are you allowed to do that? That's already, isn't it Muksa? Because it was only set aside for food and not for animals. Rav Shimon holds that's even set aside for animals, and therefore it's not a problem because he doesn't hold a muksa. So what do you see? You see, apparently he holds like Rav Shimon, and Rav doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda. It's like, well, no, hasam kevin the misriche, since it's going to become shiestimik nasty. Rashi says if you leave it over for the next day, it's going to end up being disgusting. Therefore, even yesterday you had in mind that you're going to throw it to a cat. Asmal daiti levei, your mind was on it, and therefore it's not muksa. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not a problem. Zok, the next heilige Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer says, Notil Adam Kesem Mishalafanov. Person is allowed to take a kesem. A kesem is like a piece of wood. And he's allowed to take, Rashi says, Mimashalafanov Babayis. That which he has in front of him in the house. He can go out and you can take a splinter, like a piece of wood. Laxus Boshina, in order to go ahead and to clean out his teeth. Use it as a toothpick. Rashi says, Lito Basar Choses Ben Shinov. It's this toothpick over here. Now, Umishalafanov doesn't mean dafka. Because, according to Belezer, even from the chatzir is okay. Also, to come or komasha bechutz muchanhu. It's already said for you. Rashi, I mean Rashi here. Veresha lo asalashmanina ela heter tiltul etzim. All it's coming to tell you is that you're allowed to go and take it, even if it's not for burning, because he argues on the Chachamim that we said in the Braisa. And the Braisa of the Gemara is going to say, "Had the Nakam Mishalafanav Mishim Rabbanon de Pligi." The only thing we said Mifanav is according to come to against the Rabbanon who are going to argue on both. Who says, "Afilu Mifanav Lahadlik Ein Lachtz Ein Lachtzot Lo." I'm sorry. Afilu Mifanav Lahadlik Ein Lachtzot Lo. Even if it's right in front of you, even if it's not out in the field. So he argues on both. Not in the field and not even in front of you can't use it for your teeth. And he says, even in front of you, even in the field, you're allowed to. Umagavim minachatse umadlik, you can go ahead, you could grab together, Rashi says, Ksamim dakim vikashim minachatzer umadlik, man, you can grab these things that are used to go ahead and you could burn with them. The different woods out in the chatzer and burn them. Shekoma shebechatzer muchanun. Anything that's out in the chatzer, it's set aside. V'chacham momer to go to be used. V'chacham momer megaviv mishalofanav ma'alik. You can only gather the things that are right in front of you, and you can burn them, but not the ones that are out in the chatzer. That's a problem. Now, what's the pshat over here? Rashi says, aval min hachatzer lo, hol v'dakenim, they're very small. V'toriach l'kosh san me'atmal. Lav lahachi kaimi, and therefore, since it's very hard to go out and gather them all together, it's not already set aside. And when we said kesem lachzos shinov anon islan daaf milafanav lo yitol, even in front of you can't el lahadlik de lo nosnu el asako betati pligi. He's arguing on both, as we said a moment ago. Ein motzina saor lomina etim v'lomina avonim v'lomina afer v'lomina rafayim re'afim v'lomina mayim ve'in malabnes re'afim. Litzos Bahem. We're now to go and motzian or. That means to bring fire. Rashi says, Mishum Demolid. You can't light a fire on Yontif. You're only allowed to get fire from something that's already previously lit. So on Yontif, you want fire, you can take it from fire that exists already, but you can't make it. Where can you not make it from? Not from wood. Not from stones. It's going to go through all these different things if you do it. Veloben Alpha, you can't take it from dirt. Rashi explains there's certain types that when you go ahead and you pull it out, you can make fire from it. And not from tiles. Which if you go put like a piece of paper next to it, a hot tile can go and light something on fire. And not from water. Rashi explains it like a magnifying glass of water out in the sun, and the stuff next to it can go and start burning. And you can't take it, and you're also not let it go ahead and heat up a tile in order to do tzli on it. Rashi says the Gemara the first time. The Gemara has explained versus the pshat over here. Okay, but let's not forget what we were talking about in the very beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off by saying that Rabbi Eliezer says, "Notel adam kesam mishalafanov, mishalafanov." A person can take a piece of wood that's in front of him and lachtos boshinov and use it as a toothpick. Okay, let's jump into that just a little bit, shall we? Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda comes on Rav Yehuda. And he tells us, beep, turn the page, so I'm going to give him a base. That ochli behema, when it comes to stuff which can be used for food for animals, Rashi says, like kash and alekanim, like straw, there's no issue of tikkun kli. And therefore, you can go and you can take a piece of that and use it as a toothpick. So we say, ochli behema, ein behema, shum tikkun kli. There's no issue of that you're fixing any sort of kli. So you can even pull off a piece of hay or something like that and use it as a toothpick. Eisei Rav Kahana Rav Yehuda. You just told me that anything which is edible, like food for animals, that it can be used as a toothpick. I'm going to show you right now that there's a circumstance that you can actually cut off a piece and use as a toothpick. I'm going to show you a circumstance where you cut off as a piece and you're going to be chayev misa or something like that. Let's see. Eisir of Kahana Rav Yehuda, metatlan atse b'sam l'riachva. Behind, you're allowed to go and take a piece of wood, even this talking on Shabbos, atse b'sam, a piece of wood that has b'sam, like a b'sam, a smelly, delicious smell that comes from it. L'riachva, you're allowed to go take it and to smell it. L'hanif b'am l'chole, you're allowed to use it in order to wave in someone who's sick and give them air, like, you know, wave them, air them, air conditioning. Molo m'riachva, you're allowed to go molo, we've seen a few times, it means that you go between your fingers in order to bring the smell out, just roll it between your fingers. V'lo yiktemenu l'riachva, but you're not allowed to go and cut it in order to go and smell it. Rashi says, "Sheyehei makom hakatima lach," then it'll end up being like more fresh, and the smell is going to come out. And it's a gzera de lo lesi lekot malachas obshinav, in order that you don't come to cut it, in order to use it as a toothpick. The hasam kli mashvili, because then you're making it into a cleave. Iki sidarais, and then you have an isidarais that's going to come from such a thing. Oh, I'm making something over there. V'im katmo, and if you did it, if you actually did cut it, then you're going to be pater aval aser. It's pater aval aser. You shouldn't do it, because you didn't do it with shame kli. You just did it to smell. Therefore, it's pater aval aser. Lachas voshina of lo yichmen, if you did it in order to make a toothpick, better not cut it. V'im katmo chayev chatas. And if you do it, you're going to be chayev achatas. I said misa before. Apologies. You're going to be chayev achatas. Rashi says immediately, chayev chatas b'shabas v'yesh atzi b'samim. But there's certain sense of atzi b'samim shem okle behema. V'afilu hachi chayev. In the top line, we said that okle behema ain't behem yishem tikkun kli. That there's not a problem. So over here, there is a problem. Amalei says back to him, whoa, good question. Hashta pater aval aser. Even if you would have brought me a case of pater aval aser, that also would have been a problem. Kokashili, that would have been a kasha on me because I said it's mutter. But chayev chatas me, boy, wow, you even went so far to go to say that I'm chayev chatas? That's a serious kasha on me. Ella, kitanya, hibakashin. It would have been a good question. Only problem is the brisa you just brought is actually talking about kasha. It's talking about wood, which is very hard, which therefore, since it's hard, it's something which is not necessarily used for an animal to eat, and therefore you didn't really go ahead and knock me out. Well, I was talking about soft. This is talking about hard. Soft is going to be okay. Hard is going to be a problem. Sounds like Amara. What? How can you tell me it's talking about hard? Kashin b'nei melila ninu? One of the things that was brought down in the Braisa is that you're allowed to do melila. You're allowed to rub them between your fingers in order to get the smell from it. But if they're hard, then they wouldn't be b'nei melila. So clearly can't be talking about that. Chasuri mechso v'chitani. Says Gemara, okay, we're missing something here. Let's fill it in. Molo m'riachbo. Comes along the Braisa and says, you can go ahead, you can rub it between your fingers, and you can smell it. Kotmo m'riachbo. You can even cut it and go and smell it. B'medvar, what are we talking about? Berakin, only when it comes to soft ones. Aval b'kashim lo yikbenu. If you're talking about hard ones, you're not allowed to go and cut them. V'im katmo patar l'aser. If you did it in order to go ahead and get the smell from it, then you're going to be patar l'aser. Lachas v'shina of lo yikbenu. If you're going to cut it in order to use as a toothpick, don't do it. V'im katmo chayev chatas. If you did it, you're going to be chayev a chatas. Period. Everything is alive and well. Everybody's good. Tani chad Rabbi Yehuda is still okay because again he was talking about a case of when it was soft, and the other one, the kasha, was coming from something which is hard. Tani chadu, we have one brisa which says kot mon riachbo, which says you can go and you can cut it and you can smell it. Tani dach, one says lo yichvenu l'riachbo, you're not allowed to go ahead and cut it in order to smell it. Amrav zeir, amrav chista, lo kasha, habarachin, habakashin. One that says you can is talking about soft, and the not is talking about hard. Masko for vacha riachbo, come and ask a kasha. Bekashin am I low? Why can't I go ahead and cut it in order to smell it when it's hard? Vus is the problem, says Rashi. Because am I lo la riachbo mi gazer abanin kishen miskavin lekliya to miskavin. The whole reason I'm doing it is in order to get the smell. So what's the problem? You're worried I'm going to do it. You're going to say it's usher. It's a gazera that I'm going to maybe come along like it said potter of usher. If you did it to smell it, so why? Because I might come to do it to make a kli. Something that's why. My shnami held that not. But I know another case where we allow you to do something, even though maybe you should make exer and we don't. Why is that any different than the Mishnah we had in Shabbos of Kufman Vase? Oh yeah, Kufman Vav. Sorry about that. Shover Adam es a chavis lechom imenu grogros. You have a kli and this kli is closed, and inside you have these grogros, dried figs, and you want to eat it. You're allowed to go and break it open in order to go and get to them. Rashi says if a hatanan shover Adam chavis megufa, it's sealed. Sheish ba grogros for ochel ubavad shali skaven liyafos hashvira. As long as you're having in mind that you're doing it in a way that you're going to make it so like a nice, nice clay to be able to use it in the future. That would be a problem. You don't have a mind to do a clay. I'm allowed to do it. Why don't I make a gzera? Clearly we don't. So over here too, I should be able to go ahead and cut the wood to smell it, even though maybe I might end up making a clay. Here, I'm allowed to cut open to eat, even though maybe I could do a kli. So the Odin, and furthermore, Ha Rav Bar Rav Ad, both of them come and say, Ki Avinim Bei Rav Yehuda, we're by the house of Rav Yehuda, have a mefashch v'yahiv lan ilvisa. He came and he gave for us, he ripped off pieces of, Rashi says, a tree, and he used to give these big branches that were not connected to the ground. Even though these are things that could be used, Rashi says, she could have been used for like an axe. Yet he allowed us to go ahead and do such a thing, even though it could be used as a handle for these type of kalim. Oh, what's going on over here? And v'hu ha'yoshover l'riach, he broke in order to go in to smell. Says Gemara, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanon. When we're being, the Brisa is being machmir, that's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ha Rabbanon, the ones that are being mekel, that's in the world of the Rabbanon. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa, we'll see right now. Rabbi Eliezer, omer, notel adam kesam mishilafanov, lachzos boshinov. A person's allowed to go ahead and take a kesam, he could take a piece of wood that's there in order to go ahead and use as a toothpick. They say, lo yutel adam, Ella me evil shebehema. You're not allowed to take except from a trough from an animal. Trough is like where they drink or they eat from. There's big boxes in front of them. Rashi explains why is that okay? Because it's a davar roi la'achila muchan l'kol tzarech. It's ready to be eaten, therefore it's good for anything. Aval eitzim, regular wood, hova darkan l'davar aser, kegon lasos kelim. Since it's something that's used to make kelim, it's aser lo tir l'tatl l'el asaka. They only allowed you to do it if you're going to be using it in order for burning it. Therefore, they say lo yutil unless he's doing that. V'shavim, both of them are maskim, though, shalo yechtimenu, you shouldn't go ahead. And this is Rashi says, akesim goy, this is going on the wood chip. You should not go ahead and cut this piece of wood. And if you did, v'im, let's say a person, kitmo lechsos boshinov, used a toothpick, v'loftok bodelis, you want to use it in order to open as a door pick, you don't want to pick open the door. B'shogeg b'shabbos, if he does something b'shogeg on Shabbos, then chayev chatos. If he did it unintentionally on Shabbos, then what's the din? Chayev chatos, chayev to bring a carbon. B'mezid b'yomtiv, if he did this on purpose on yomtiv, so figures are abayim, he gets malchus. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, echad zeh, einu ela mishum shvus. Both of these are only de rabbanans. meaning both on Shabbos and on Yontif. So you can't go off and saying that's going to be chayiv chatas, like Rabbi Eliezer said, that katwa lachos b'shinas, if you did it in order to make the toothpick, you're going to be on show, if you show gig on Shabbos, you're chayiv chatas, and mezid and yontif, then you're going to get balkos. Chum say, no way, it's their abundance, so therefore, you're not going to get, you're going to be chayiv chatas. So now let's break it down. Rabbi Eliezer, the gomer, hosam chayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer said that he said, you're chayiv chatas. Right, if you go and you make the toothpick, hacha pater aval aser. Therefore, he's going to say over here, the person is doing it in order for smell, it's going to be pater aval aser, like it drops down a level. Rabbanan dekarmi, hasan pater aval aser. Over there, they say pater aval aser, hacha mutter lechatchila. Here, they're going to say that it's going to be mutter lechatchila to go ahead and do it for smell. So, when Rav Yehuda went ahead and he cut down those big branches, this is what Rashi says, he's going according to the chachamim. Right, if you read the end of the Rashi, he says, eino ela bishum shavus. So he's going according to the one the Chachamim that say that there's nishkin a problem of doing such a thing. Frek the Heilige Gemara hold a door. Velesle Rabbi Eliezer had the Tanan. What does he not hold of the fact we have the Mishnah that says Shover Adam is a chavis lechom imenu grogos? You're allowed to go and cut open the chavis in order to get the grogos from it. Uvashali skavin lasos kli, and it's mutter to do that with no problem. So why would he say that there's a problem to do it over here? What's going on? What is going on? Because if we use the method that we've used so far, it should drop down a level, right? Rabbi Eliezer should have said that if you did it intentionally, what would be the din? You'd be chayv chatas. So therefore, what's pshat that there's no durabanan to go ahead and break it open? That maybe you're going to come to make a kli. Amravashi kitanya hi b'mustiki. We're dealing with the case over here that was a mustiki, meaning to say what? That there was a problem with it. It was a messed up barrel, and they put it back together. They basically like with some sort of gum where they basically like glued it together. Therefore, in such a case, that's not a problem that we're worried you're gonna make a kli. Rashi says that chavis shavua shemadbikin shavya b'sraf. It's broken pieces, you glued it together with sap, shalates. Shakaran Shaf. Shaosaimen was Zephas. Vakarna so Raishin. So the point is that that's why he didn't have a problem in such a case, because he wasn't worried they're going to go ahead and end up making a kli. Next part of the Mishnah, he says, Umegavi minachatzer, you're allowed to go and gather in all the wood that's out in the chatzer in order to go ahead and use in to make a fire. Tana Rabbanan, Megavi minachatzer madlik, you can gather all together and you're allowed to light it. Shekol ma shebechatzer muchanu, anything that's in the chatzer is considered muchan, it's set aside and it's not muksa. Uvachal yaset ziburin, as long as you don't make different piles. Rav Shimon Matthew says, not a problem. You can make piles even. What's a machlokas? Looks like you're gathering it together in order for today, for tomorrow, and that's not something you should be doing in Yontif. Rav Shimon says, not a problem. He says, the fact that you have a pot over there that's muchach, that's coming to tell you, it's proving that everyone knows that you're coming to cook it. You're using it to cook, so it's not a problem. Next part of the Mishnah, in Motsiyan Sa'ar, you're not allowed to go ahead and bring out fire. We spoke about the different things from wood or from stones or for anything. My time of what's pshat? Why are you not allowed to do it? What's the issue? Make a nyantiv. Go ahead and light it. The answer is mishum to come molid miyantiv. It's an issur of molid. You're not allowed to go and create something on yantiv itself. One last shtickle. Vein malabnis are often you're not allowed to go and heat up tiles with fire. Now, why are you not allowed to do that? My covid, what's the issue? Why can't you heat up a tile with fire and then go ahead and use the tile of some sorts? We're dealing with new tiles. Mipnei, what's going to happen if you go ahead and you heat up these new tiles? Beep, turn the page. You have to make sure and you got to check them out. You got to test them. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Im yuchul kabel levona hilkach b'yom tov lo, because the mapaki v'shtach torch shol tzarch. You got to see if it's able to handle the heat. If you can't handle the heat, don't heat the tiles, right? Because if you end up doing that, what's going to happen? You might end up cracking and shattering and breaking, and then you did something without any tzarech, and that's tircha. We don't want to do. For amrila, some say differently. They should tzarech l'chasman. In order, when you do that, what ends up happening is it ends up making it much harder. Rashi says lak shosam. And behesek rishon he mischazkin umiskashin hilkach afagav d'lzerach yom tov naami. Who, even though you're doing it for yontif, because you want to be able to use the hot solen alayim, because you're going to roast on them, miu kevin de behesek zeh nasek kli usser. It's like the part of the process of actually making the kli, therefore it's usser to go and do it on the heilige yontif. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.